This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for May 9th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. A coterie of cardinals convened in Rome in recent weeks, but not to elect the Pope or consider church doctrine. In fact, they weren't real cardinals at all, but movie set extras. A new film from Netflix is filming in Rome and will depict the historic papal transition from Pope Benedict XVI to Pope Francis in 2013, with Francis played by his lookalike, actor Jonathan Pryce, and Benedict by Anthony Hopkins. You should see the pictures of the confused tourists taking photos with the cardinals. Filming on the movie began last November, but no word on when it will be released. New Tech Reveal Week continues as Google cataloged its upcoming innovations at its I.O. event. Among the most notable advancements is a forthcoming Google Assistant that can make phone calls for you and schedule appointments. Google CEO Sundar Pichai showed the AI assistant calling a hair salon to make an appointment for a woman's haircut between 10 a.m. and noon next Wednesday. The AI was able to handle questions from the real person at the other end of the call and adjust the conversation seamlessly. No word on when such a feature will roll out to the public. British actor Hugh Grant may have played Doctor Who in a charity comedy spoof, but he could have been the Doctor for real. Russell T. Davies, the man who brought the Doctor back to TV in 2005, said in a recent interview that he offered the role to Grant. A couple of years later, Grant told an interviewer that he was kicking himself for saying no. Now Grant and Davies are working together on a new TV project called A Very English Scandal, but how would Doctor Who have been different if Hugh Grant had been cast instead of Christopher Eccleston? Speaking of Doctor Who, how would you like to own a key part of the Doctor's history? An original script from the Doctor's very first adventure, An Unearthly Child, starring William Hartnell, has recently been auctioned off for £7,500, or a little more than $10,000. The 43-page script has Hartnell's original annotations and notes in blue pencil. The script was found by a construction worker in the trash during renovations of Hartnell's former home in the 1970s. He brought it home to give to his grandson, who is a Doctor Who fan. Years later, that fan brought it to an antique Roadshow broadcast in December 2017, where it was identified and noted for its value to collectors. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.